Preceville Agnes Morin, chairperson of the Preceville and District Heritage Museum, gave a brief overview report of the activities from the season at the museum at the Seneca Root meeting held on October 18 in Preceville. She stated that MGP grant report will be completed for end of year. They hosted a tea August 21 for the Lutheran ladies, and submitted the museum's request into the rec board for a grant as per last year. We were open from May to September. The season kicked off with an open house that served 50s treats including pineapple upside-down cake and spider cookies to all those in attendance, said Morin. The chairperson attended the Moss AGM and mini-conference and represented Seneca at the networker meeting. Fall cleanup was completed in October. The museum gave two school tours and a tour for the superannuated teachers. From all reports, everyone enjoyed the homemade bread. The museum's yearly AGM was held in May with the board in attendance. A student was hired for 3 months this summer. The museum did not charge admission but accepted donations instead, which seemed to work well. The museum purchased 4 mannequins, 3 female and 1 male. Museum projects that were completed this year were spring cleaning, repainting all the steps and the ramp, painting touch-up to CN wagon and some of the ceiling, and adding 2 new showcases. Fundraising projects this year included selling clay oven loaves of bread, hosting the museum's annual Chili Day as part of Old Home Week, continuing to sell the history book lines of the past, holding a hamburger sale as part of the regular Friday market, and coordinating the trade show that occurred as part of Preceville Lions Western Weekend. The museum purchased a cart to haul a sandwich board out to the highway as well as a new electric stove for the working kitchen. We also replaced the tap in kitchen, said Morin. We continue to add items and pictures to our Facebook page. Artifacts acquired this year were numerous CGIT outfit, ball and hockey items, icebox, lamp, rosette maker, morgue table from the old hospital, doll carriage, bubble picture, cookie jar, many pictures, newspapers, 2 school yearbooks, and numerous small items. The local newspaper continues to provide great coverage and our mayor speaks about the museum on the radio on Mainstreeting with the mayor. We submit articles throughout the year as well. We have 8 board members and 3 honorary life members. Our memorial and patron board is current. Plans are being made to enter a tree in this year's Festival of Trees and purchased a wreath to lay at the Remembrance Day service. The museum participated in Culture Days held in Preceville on October 6 with 2 display tables. Our floral display in our tubs was very beautiful this year. We replaced the dirt in them in the spring, said Morin. The community continues to be very supportive of our events and are very generous. The museum continues to partnership with the Preceville EDC with the purchase of 19 more banners that will honor all our vets from the First World War and those killed in the Second World War. The museum did the research and supplied the info and pictures and oversaw the project, while EDC, Lions Club and the Legion financed it. The museum closed for the season by serving coffee with homemade pie.